You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Goal 905 sounds good, feels good. Kim Wilde, you came. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you'll stay. On this Tasty Thursday, I have a guest, and if you've been following MasterChef Singapore Season 3, you might have just watched the latest episode, and we saw one of the contestants just exit the MasterChef kitchen. He's with us today, and I'm sure he's got lots of insights straight from the competition. It's Rajasekaran Mahalingam. Hello, welcome, Makan Kaki.
Hi, I'm Raj, a 58-year-old granddad with an 18-year-old soul. I'm just a colorful, loud person. That's it. That's me.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely eye-catching for the way you dress, the way you cook, and your personality. So as you were saying, you're a 58-year-old groovy grandpa.
Yeah, I am. I have a 4-year-old grandson.
Then you have an 18-year-old soul. Do you think this has something to do with the fact that you're a creative events producer?
Yeah, I've been in the creative industry for many years and everything. And I got to be a bubbly, fun person. I can't be a boring person to sell events. Can you imagine? So this is me anyway. This is my real me. While I was in the show, even the producer says, hey, maybe Raj, you need to tone down a little bit. But I said, if I tone down, then it's not Raj. It's somebody else. No, I got to be who I am.
You got to keep it real. Yes. Absolutely. Your career in the creative events really just spills over into the kitchen. So that bubbliness, that larger than life, over the top personality really comes through in your cooking style. So Raj, I have to say, you've been sitting on a really big piece of news you couldn't share with anyone, right? Until the most recent episode. I mean, how did you keep it under wraps? Were you like bursting with the news?
I was like, I got to tell somebody, but I can't. I mean, you signed that, a document and everything. So, okay, watch it for yourself. But there was a lot of editing done and everything. So you don't actually see so much of what actually really happened at a certain point of time. I was like a cat with nine lives. Okay, I survived every curveball, arrow, dart, everything that's thrown at me. Unfortunately, it was my bad fall. I had a fall in the kitchen.
Thrills and spills. You took this one literally.
I literally fell, you know, and even Chef Damon had to pick me up and everything. I mean, that was so bad that I dislocated my arm. So when I dislocated my arm for the two elimination round, one was the Coffeelicious mousse thing. That's where I fell. And so my hand was dangling. I was like cooking with one arm.
Gosh.
I didn't want to tell the judges or the producers and everything because I didn't want to be kicked out immediately. So I just kept quiet, pushed myself. I said, no pain, no gain. I'm going to push myself and get it done. And I moved through for the next round. And then next elimination round is where I have to replicate a dish from Chef Petrina. So my shoulder went back in, popped in again. So it was fine. I continued. Throughout the process, it came to the point where I had to use the pressure cooker. And that's where I struggled. So when I pushed and it popped out again. And so there was it. There goes. Oh, no. So again, back to just cooking with an arm. And I just kept on smiling, giving them that pose, just trying to look good and everything and continued. So I was like a little menace on site because I had to ask a lot of questions. I was far behind from the rest. But sadly, it was a distraction for the others and everything. But well, I have no choice but to ask. But at the end of the day, I completed my dish and it was only missing of one main ingredient. Otherwise, it was pretty good for me. But sadly, I had to be kicked out.
But can I just say that there is nothing to be ashamed of getting into top nine. And you really rode through some major pain in order to produce your dishes.
Yeah.
And that's really admirable. I think for you, right? You were saying that the show has to go on. You've got to put up a brave front.
I mean, of course, they had to stop and treat my shoulder and everything. But I said, it's fine. I will still go on. I'm okay. I want to complete the task. I don't want to just leave because I fell. You know, and I proved I made it. I made it through the elimination round and I moved on to the next elimination round. But if it's not for the fall, I can make it through all the way to the top. I'm telling you, don't mess with Raj.
I'm not going to mess with you, man. It's the sheer confidence and I think the sheer personality and force of will really helped you make it through so many different challenges. Would you say that this was one of the scariest or weirdest things to have happened to you?
Okay, the movie Alien is like one of my favorite horror movies. It came out in 1979. midnight. I remember I was only 15 years old and everything. Then you said, right after the movie, I ran for my life, okay? I ran for my life to catch the bus. Not because I'm going to miss the bus, but because I felt like aliens were chasing after me. That was when I was 15 years old. Okay, so the story is, to practice for MasterChef, I bought 5 live crabs. It's about $150. So I said, okay, today I'm going to cook 2 crabs and do a chili crab and practice. And then I'm going to keep the rest of it for tomorrow to make my black pepper crab. So I cooked 2 crabs. And after finished done everything, I took the other 3 remaining crabs, untied it, put in a pail of water and left it in the kitchen. The next morning, I woke up to get ready to cook. They were missing.
Escaped.
So, and next minute, I knew I was like Sigourney Weaver. I had a ladle in one hand and a pan lid in the other hand, and my heart was pounding. Can you imagine? Because I untied them, so they were like with claws. I had to look all here and there. I managed to find all 3 crabs. I got them back, and then they were like waving at me, saying, "Don't eat me, don't eat me." And my heart dropped. I had no heart to cook it. And then you know what I did? I took all 3 crabs. I went to Woodlands Pond next to Causeway, and I released all 3 crabs. So now you know where you're going to get live, fresh mud crabs. Go to Woodlands Pond. It's been a year. So can you imagine by now it's going to be this big? Huge.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
I think it's so cute because they showed such grit and determination to try and escape. You're like, oh, I can't eat you now.
Well, for 1 minute, I was so fearful for myself, you know, with like 3 crabs. Next minute, I became so soft of heart and I released all 3 crabs.
Talking about crabs, that is one of your signatures, right?
It is.
Venom crab.
Yes, my Venom black pepper crab is my signature dish. I wish it came up with my own style and everything. And I use the black sugar that you get it only from Okinawa, Japan.
Wow.
Not any ordinary sugar. This is very costly. That goes into my black pepper crab with cherry dried chili.
I can only imagine how amazing and delicious it can taste.
To die for sure.
You did manage to showcase this particular dish, right?
I did for my audition, and that's where I got it.
Yeah. So it's been over a year, right? Like, I mean, you've been through so many experiences in your MasterChef Singapore journey. Would you say that your cooking style has changed or your approach to food has changed in any way?
I mean, it was a learning journey. It was really a great journey. I learned a lot and it was fun. It was totally fun. You see, all I wanted was the apron with the M. I dream about this, having this apron with the M someday, you know, you never know. See, so I submitted my application and bang, I got it. So that's where it moved on and everything. But I'm still the same old Raj. To use the word abundance, okay, great. But more doesn't always mean better. Less is best. You want to be careful about how much food you buy, how much food you cook and eat, because you really don't want to waste food. Also, do you know that the amount of food that we waste in a day in Singapore, it can easily go to feed the entire zoo for 3 days. So these are things that we learn and everything. Because one of the episodes, we were challenged at the zoo and everything. So that was very meaningful.
Sustainability is quite a catchphrase these days. And would you say that that's kind of informed the way you want to approach cooking as well? Just to be mindful about wastage.
Yes, I'm very mindful now. So I just decided to buy less, cook less and eat healthy. And use local produce, because at the MasterChef itself, they gave like huge big prawns and pomfrets and everything. I had no idea that these are all locally produced. Mm. It is wonderful to hear that. So support local produce. And I just hope we have plans for chickens, because if you were so dependent on Malaysia and everything, I have an idea for NEA. Since we don't have space in Singapore land itself, why do we consider our sister island like Pulau Ubin, Pulau Hantu, Pulau St. John's Island and everything, and use those islands and have chicken farms? That'd be great. I don't mind running a chicken farm.
I love your imagination, your creativity.
So we don't have to be so dependent on Malaysia. I feel sorry for all the chicken rice sellers and whoever is selling chicken.
So what are you going to do personally? Are you okay with the fact that there could be a chicken shortage or a price hike in chicken?
Go to seafood then. Move to seafood.
Anyway, your specialty is crab, so
chicken is fine. You know, you still have other meat or go, you know, veggie. Yeah. Veggie is great for a healthy living.
We're having a great conversation with our guest and exiting MasterChef Singapore contestant Raj. He had a very dramatic final time in the kitchen in the most recent episode. Catch up on mewatch.sg and be sure to tune into the next episode this Sunday, 5th June, 9:30 p.m. on 5. We'll continue this chat with Raj in just a little bit, and he'll also be recommending some of his favorite eats. So stay with us.